Okay, so the Mishnah Chaf Beis Amud Beis brings down in Shitas Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda that in order to have Pasim Yeris, you have to have a Ber Maim Chaim and a Ber Derav, it has to be a Ber Derav also. And Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel Paskins, Shmuel has two members. He Paskins, first of all, he says the Halach Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba, and he also Paskins that Lehutu Pasim Yeris Ber Maim Chaim Bovad. Two different members. And the Gemara says, why does he have to say these both these things? So the Gemara says, because if it would just say, Halach Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba, Hava Amina, that all he means to say is that you need a derabim, even a bar derabim, and he's coming, Lafuke, Be'er HaYochad, Rabbi Kiva doesn't work. Be'er HaYochad is not good enough, you have to have Be'er HaRabim, but what then Bar HaRabim would work? So you have to say, Lehutu Pasibrais, El Be'er Ma'am Chaim, Avad has to be a Be'er Ma'am Chaim. And if you only pass in the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, Hava Amina, only about even about the Yochid, Kamash Mon Halach Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. So it's clear that Shmuel is passing, and you need two things. You have to have Rabim, and you have to have Bar Maim Chaim. And Tosis on Yud Chesam Alf is Maz B'Shitas Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba. And he says, Pshat Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba is because Apita Gemara and Daf Chaf Alf, that simply it's the same person. I ain't showing the Rashash for fun, but simply, the Bach changed the same person that Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yudam Rashmol. He says, "Lehut Pasibris El Bar Maim Chaim." You have to Bar Maim Chaim, and the Rishonim explain whatever this first Rishonim is that Pasibris, in order to have a Hetar Pasibris, is a special halacha. You have to have Bar Maim Chaim only. It has to be Midah Duchazel Adam. And Midah Duchazel Adam. Let's see, Rashi says Midah Duchazel Adam makes it that the Mechitzas are better Mechitzas. If they're shaving the Mechitzas, you have to have Midah Duchazel Adam. Taisa says whatever Taisa says. Whatever it is, it's clear in Tosfos and Yechesem and Aleph that the reason why Yehuda ben Baba needs Bar Maim Chaim is you have to have this mile of Midah Duchazel Adam in order to have the Heter of Pasi B'Rois. Why do you also have to have Rabim? So the Marsha over there on Tosfos says that there's a special halacha which Rashi says on the Mishnah of Beis and Beis, you have to have Tati L'Mal Yusa. And the Marshal explains with Tesis, Chad L'mal Yusa is Bar Maim Chaim is Midah Chazal Adam to pump up your Mechitzis, let's say, if you like Rashi. And you also have Rabim because you have to have Tzayuch Rabim. Only Matar, Pasibiris with Tzayuch Rabim. So you have to have these two Milas. Grad, it's not so Maduik like that in Rashi. Rashi says Bar HaRabim when Rashi is going on Rebbe Kiva and he's Masber, why you need to have Bar Rabim and Bar HaYachid. So he says you have to have Bar Rabim because if it's Paskim Mayim Mitkri Adadi, the Rabim, if the water's going to go away and it's going to pass all the Mechitza, they'll remind each other. And the Bar HaYachid, the Maila is because it's not going to run out. On that Rashi says, by Bar HaRabim, Tarek to Mal Yusa, Kaner makes his Dik, it's Mashma that you have both Mailas that Rabbi Kiva had, side by Bar HaYachid, and side by Bar HaRabim, side by Bar HaYachid, that you have to have it that, first of all, it's like Paskim. And even if it would be Paski, like it's Mavor and the Gemara Chaf Aleph, that sometimes even a Be'er could run out, you have Rab Mitkri Adadi. So that's a smash like in Rashi, but either way, both Sai and Rashi and Sai and Taisvis, it's Mefurish that there's a Maila in the din of Pasi B'Rois, Sai and the din that it's a Be'er, and Sai and the din that it's a Rabim, and Shmuel is passing that you need both.
Isn't that's a one Maila? Paski and
could be it's 1 mile. It's 1 mile in the chasarn of Paski Mai, but it's two different ways to get around the issue. First of all, it probably won't dry up, and even if it will dry up on the far side, hopefully the rabbin will do their job and remind you. Let's say both have a hole a little bit. Maybe the rabbin won't remind you. So you cover all your corners, all your bases, whatever you want to call it. So the point is that it's clear that the yisod of Be'er and the yisod of rabbin is 1 mile in the halacha of Pasibiris. But Rabbi Kiva Eger asks that Lamaisa Rashi in the Mishnah in the halacha that we have a machlik is the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda if there's a heter pasi b'reis by Yesim Yibes Asayim. So the Rabbanan tell Rabbi Yehuda, what are you talking about? A deer v'sar mokta, everything that's mokta v'dira is mutter Yesim Yibes Asayim. And Rashi, Tosfos explains Rashi, learns that pasi b'reis is also mokta v'dira. And so the Chachamim are asking Rabbi Yehuda, is Mukav Ladira, why isn't it Mutter Yesim Beis HaSayim? Why is it Mukav Ladira? So Rashi explains that we're talking about Pasi B'Rois, it's a Be'er, and Hayom Memem Ruin L'Shtiyas Adam, therefore it's Tashim Shtiyah Ma'is. So there's a new mile of a Be'er that it makes a Mukav Ladira. As I said in Rashi and Daf Yechez. So, Factor B'Kiva Eger, that Well, and there's another step besides for that. Tosfos says Akasha, that the Gemara is medayik, that the Mishnah simply is not Rebbe Akiva, because the Mishnah says Be'er, it needs Be'eris, and the Mishnah and Rebbe Akiva is Matar Bar, he's Matar Bar Derabim. So Frakta is Akasha, what's the Raya not like Rebbe Akiva? Maybe the reason why we said Be'er in the Mishnah is to be Matar Yesim Beis Asayim, and to be Matar Yesim Beis Asayim, you have to have Be'er to make a Mukav Ladir, even if you're Rebbe Akiva. Tosfos has a Terence. So it's Mefurish in Tosfos that Lefi Rebbe Akiva, even though Rebbe Akiva is Matar Bar Harabim, that's only Paul Hazim Beis Asayim. If it's yes, Mibes Hassan, Rebbe Akiva would not be Matar Bar Harabim, because it's not Mukav Ladira. In order to be Mukav Ladira, you have to have a bear. So, Kumta is yes, Mibes Hassan, you always have to have a bear, else Mukav Ladira. So, according to Rebbe Akiva Eger, it's Mefurish then that there's a new mile of bear. Forget about the mile of bear of Midah Dechazil Adam, or that it's not Paskimai, which is a mile in the Sugya Pasibirois. There's also a mile of bear in the Sugya of Mukav Ladira, that a bear makes it in Mukav Chazil Adam, makes it in Mukav Ladira. So, according to Rebbe Akiva Eger, who said that the reason why Rebbe Yehuda ben Baba needed a be'er, lafuki bar, was mitzad the sugya pasi b'irois? Maybe it's his old shita. We have a new Mishnah we're just learning now, that v'aydam Rebbe Yehuda ben Baba, that even pachas mi'beis esayim always needs to have mukaf ladira. You need to have a shemira, or you need to have a beis dira. So maybe the reason why Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba needed to have a be'er, even by Pachas, needed to have a be'er plus the Rav, he needs the be'er for a different reason, mitzad hek of dira. Because even if it's Pachas and Beis HaSayim, he still needs to have a be'er al-tzok of dira. So we who don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, mitzad halacha of huk of dira, and Pachas and Beis HaSayim, it's genug without muk of dira. So maybe we should be, even if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, that you need to have Rabim, but maybe we should paskin that you don't need to have a bar. You should only bar is genug. And just to pump up the kasha, in the binyan asugi, it's mefurish in the mission of chavbeis and mebeis that the mission of chavbeis and mebeis is going by pachas mebeis asayim. Because Rabbi Kiva says over there you can have a bar or rabbi. If Rabbi Kiva is being matar bar, it's mefurish in teisin yitchas like we spoke at before. That Rabbi Kiva is only matar bar pachas mebeis asayim. Yes, mebeis asayim, you have to have a bar in order to be mokav ladira. So the mission of the chavbeis and mebeis is going by pachas mebeis asayim. So by pachas mebeis asayim, That's the chiddush, Zokter Yehuda ben Baba, that you need a be'er. Why need a be'er? Because of his shita later on. Like Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that's why he says va'id. Maybe the va'id in the Mishnah, the whole Gemara, much is why he says va'id. He says va'id because this is the next place where Yehuda ben Baba says the same thing again. You have to have al smuk of ladir. But we who don't pass on that, we make a tasty for Shmuel to be mechadish that there's this new din of midah dechazal adam midah chafal from baralaf. Where did Shmuel get it from? Who state us in Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba? Maybe Yehuda ben Baba needs a lishitasi. And Rabbi Kiva is Maisav also, it's even more shver that Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says that it's mutter even a bar by Chagura. Fraktara, where's the Mukav Ladira? Zichron Mukav Ladira over there. Forget about, maybe he needs Be'er to be Mukav Ladira, but he's matter a bar with a Chagura, it's not Mukav Ladira. It's a steer in the base of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba lane. As the fact of Rabbi Kiva. So, in order to answer the question, try to go into the next sugya a little bit. So, Stam, first of all, it's mefurish in the Mishnah that this halacha of Yesim Beis Asayim is an issue, and you have to have Mukav Ladira, and Mukav Ladira takes care of an issue. What is the issue of Yesim Beis Asayim? And how does Mukav Ladira take care of it? So, making up a tzad, I have no right to this, but just a clear tzad. Now, so we have a Rajba, just to flesh it out, we have a Rajba first Seder, that the Gemara says, the Gemara, Bavarn Zakasha, the whole world should be Rishas Yachad. Right, Yisrael should be Rishas Yachad, Bavel. Everything is always mukav with Talmas Lakit somewhere, and so why is Chayach Tav Rishas Rabbim? If I hold Le'as Rabbim Vata Mechitzna. So, the Rajba says, Elamai, Pshat is, because it's just too big. It says, but Lamaisim, we know, at Esa Kurim, at Chamish Kurim, where it's Mutter, even if it's Hukov Adir, so obviously, what does it mean, too big? Whatever it is, obviously there's a shear that it's too big. So what's the Svar that it's too big? So the way Mechavrus learned it up, Pashat Svar, is that the Yisrael of Mechitza is to create a Rishas Yachid. That the Mechitza have to talk to each other, to join together, to Fashaf, that there's a Makam in between them called Rishas Yachid. Once they start spreading out very, 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 very big, so then in a Hanami, there is Bepoil, a place, Makam of Mechitzas, but it's not Chal, the Mechitzas don't join together in a Gevissa Eifin to Fashaf a Rishas Beinayim. And we're saying this even on the Raisa level in the world, or Bavel or Eretz Yisrael. But it could be on a Darabana level, once you're past Beis Asayim, the Mechitzas are too spread out to be seen Sezamin as Fashafing and Rishos, So that's the issue of Beis HaSayim.
As far as it's not containing anything?
No, that's they don't. I'll bring it right, and then if you still have a shirat, ask again. There's another interesting place we find the same exact share of Shemav Shiraim is by Tchumen. Is there a hegish between Tchumen and this halacha? So in Tzva, meaning Tchumen, the halacha is that if you have a borgenin or anything, something that's within Shemav Shiraim of the city, so then it's Ma'ab of the city. We see that the city extends to there. Yaisim Shemav Shiraim, it's too far away. Well, what does that tell you? That tells you that the shir of Shemav Shiraim is a shir that now you're too far away to be considered joined together. That if you're within Shemav Mishiraim, so then you're just still schlepping to the city. It's an Ibra of the city. The city goes out to there. But if you're past Shemav Mishiraim, so then there's no yachas between that borgnen and the city. And they're gespalted from each other. They're not nesiachas to each other. So it's a very similar svar maybe, that the mechitzas, in order for the mechitzas to dan, that they're coming together to be makif something, that they're joining together as a purposeful thing, that they know each other and they're coming together to fashaf, to make something within them. Once they're too spread apart of Shemav Mishiraim, that area of size, so then they're just punk the mechitza over here, punk the mechitza over here, punk the mechitza over here, punk the mechitza over here.
And
they're attached, but in order for them to have a shem of a makif, that means that they're coming, that there's, you could see them from a bird's eye view as together. There's not just that gradually he's attached to him and he's attached to him and he's attached to him, that they're all coming together to create a makim. That's that when they're too spread apart, it's not so geschmack. So how would Mukav Adir help for that? So maybe Mukav Adir is pshat that now it's not just stam that there happens to be a mechitzas here. The mechitzas bechefza are being built in order to create b'neim a makam hadira. So that inherently gives them a togetherness. They're coming to Zaman for a mission. Their mission is to make this makam a makam dira. A makam dira is a together makam. It's something that the whole makam is together, joined for the same purpose. It's the ladira. They're coming to Fashaf inside between the madira. So they're not just the mechitzas that happen to be standing. They're mechitzas with a mission, and the mission together is coming to Fashaf, a makam adira b'neim. So that's a glue that pulls the mechitzas together. I don't know what the Chavim, the Mirim, the Mahava, I don't know anything about that.
It's because they're around the Makam that is the Makam.
Much more in the Binyan, it would be very geshmak why it has to be Pasach of the Seifokav. That when you create the Mechitzas, it's not random, haphazard things that happen. There's a Mechitzah here, Mechitzah here, Mechitzah here, Mechitzah here. You're building the Bateras that these things are coming together for a purpose. So Mamela, you see them together, and they're very far away, but they're very far away with Lishma, that they should be together, that you're injecting them a positive chibra that they're coming to do a dira. So that's one svar. Now, putting that aside, maybe we could prove, okay, this is all speculating because I don't know if that the first svar is true, but to prove that there's maybe another way to look at it, and I wouldn't say prove. Maybe there's a place to base off, that there's a different way to look at it, and that would be the bira, the Mechilas Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba and Rabbi Akiva. Rashi in the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says that Pachas Mishim Amashirayim, simply, as Tamuch Tesis understands, Pachas Mishim Amashirayim, Mishim Amashirayim needs a Shemira. What's the halacha of past Shem Amashirayim? It's unclear. So Tesis and all the Rishayim say that Avada, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba agrees that if it would be Pasach Lusav Hukaf, legitimate Dira stuff, so then of course it would work. And all Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is being chaylik. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is saying one thing. He's saying Pachas needs a smaller level of something. The Rishonim have their Sprach, interesting Sprach. Maybe we'll get back to it in the end to explain it. That you have to have Epis of Us Hashtamshus there. It has to be a Shemir. You have to have Epis of Us even by Pachas. But all Rabbi Yehuda's arguing is in that step. Pachas Yishem Amashayim needs some pump. But Yisim Yishem Amashayim, Kuliyam Amaydim, that it's Genug with Pasach HaSoif Hukah for regular, normal Mukav Adira. Rashi, in the Mishnah, he says Shemir, Sukkah, Shemim. Rashi, like, completely doesn't discuss the simple Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Simply, if you read the Mishnah, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is Pachas, based Mishim HaMishirayim, or Shem HaMishirayim himself, needs a Shemir. Rashi completely disregards that. And when Rashi tells Avek, the Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, he tells Avek, that Yosef Beis HaSayim, Heck of Deer doesn't work. He says, Shemir, Sukkah, Shemim. Okay, then, Va'af HaGav, the Hook of Ladira, Beis HaSayim, who the Shari, Tfeilai. The Chiddush is Tfeilai. That Beis HaSayim works, but Tfeilai. Which, where did Rashi get it? He made up in the Mishnah. So now, it's a plea, because Rashi made two machlokes. Why should we make another machlokes? We have two machlokes now. Pachas Mibes Asayim, do I need to have a Shemira? And yes, Mibes Asayim, does the Sukkah of Deer work? Really good. And if you look in the Gemara, the Rashi in the Gemara, it's even, he spells it out even more. The Gemara has a kasha. What's the Va'id? And the Gemara wants to say the Va'id is because there's Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said two chumers. He said a chumer in the first Mishnah, the Mishnah we just discussed before, that you have to have a Be'er Rabim. And he said another chumer here. So Kipshute, I would say, what's the chumer over here? The chumer over here is he's Matzrich, Bashim Avishiram, Meshimir. Or Pachas Mishim Avishiram, he's Matzrich Hashemir. Which is clear for sure how the Rishonim went up, because that is his chumer. Rashi completely stalters that out. Rashi says, our Mishnah says the second chumrah, the afa gav the hook of Ladira, even though it's muk of Ladira, like Shari Tfemi Beis Asayim. It's not more mutri, more than the Beis Asayim. What Rashi made up in the Mishnah, which is Rishonim Bar Chelik, which is not Muchach Kipshute, that's where he says Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba's chumrah is that Yehuda ben Baba's chumrah is muk of Ladira doesn't work. Why did you skip what it says in the Mishnah? You should tell me the chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is what it says, that you need a Shemira by Mishiraim. That's his Iker Chumr. You want to tell me a chiddush that you hold that even Yosef Beis Mishim Abishayim doesn't work with Mukav Adir? Fine, you can speculate and say that. But that's not the Iker Chumr of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. Rashi also seems on Chav Gimel Beis, he runs the Mishnah the same way, that the Iker Divya Mishnah is discussing the Yosef Mishnah Mav Mishiraim, which is Kipshute, not what the Mishnah is discussing. Because when he says, Reb Kiva Hanu Tanakama, the Gemara has on Amabez Azakasha, Reb Kiva Hanu Tanakama, Shitas Rashi is that it's Hanu Tanakama of Daf Yurchesim and Aleph, that they say simply that, I would say like this, that Reb Kiva says, Pachas Mishnah Mav Mishiraim, you don't need anything. And it's Mavur in the Mishnah Yechess also, that at Ka'arfet Fengina, that's where you don't need anything. But Yosef Mishnah Mamishraim, we need something. That's not fine. But it's Kipshute, the Rebbe Kiva Hainu Tanakama of Yechess, is they both agree that Pachas Mishnah Mamishraim, you don't need a Shemira. Which crowd of Taisis has a kasha on that, because maybe the Chachamim on Yechess need a Bar Sheikh Umar. So apparently Rashi is Bavarning that, and Rashi says, he's Mazber, Hainu Tanakama de Amruloi. Let Amr Beis Asayim El Ginul Karfif Avol Imhaya V'chulu Alma. So we see from those Rabbanan on Yerches Heichad De'ika Beis Dira Afiyu Tuva. Rashi is stressing that the fact that Yosef Beis Asayim, if it's Mukav Adira, works. So he's saying that the Iker Chiddush of Rebbe Kiva is that Yosef Beis Asayim Mukav Adira works, and that's where Hainu Tanakama, that over there Yosef Beis Asayim Mukav Adira works, which answers Taisa's Kasha, because the Hainu Tanakama is not what you don't need by Pachas Mibes Asayim, it's the fact that Mukav Adira works by Yosef Beis Asayim. But again, that's not the focus of the Mishnah, and you could have even told me that in Rebbe Kiva Yosef Beis Asayim, maybe Mukav Adira doesn't work. I don't know, it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Why is Rashi focusing everything on the Mishnah is in the Yosef Beis Asayim, what it doesn't say? The Mishnah is not the discussion of the Mishnah B'chol. Kipshut in the Machlokes is one thing, Pachas Mibes Asayim, if you need a Shemir or not. So maybe it's Mamash Haba Hotalia, and that's why Rashi did it, like this. Then maybe there's a new Sfar over here of what's the issue of Yosef Beis Asayim. That the first Sfar we're trying to say was a Sfar in the Mechitzis. That's a felt in the Kayach of the Mechitzis, to be Mechitzis, Kun Mechitzis, to be Makar Vereshos, if they're so far away from each other. So maybe the Shemayim Shiraim of Tchumen, it's too far away from each other. Maybe there's a new thing, not in the Mechitzis, but in how the Mechitzis have the ability to be Mechal Vereshos Ayachar. Rishas Yochid is a makom that's a place with purpose, a place with meaning, and a place that's coming to Zaman to give me something. If it's so big, so then grab the inside of it, I could do things, but there's no difference between me doing things inside here and inside on the Rishas Rabbim. In order to be Rishas Yochid, I have to be able to feel myself that this place is, the walls have the ability to, the place itself has a chashivas. The place itself is a place that's a place that a person is with, that a person is by, that there's a chashivas, that the place alone is not just a huge open area. It's a contained place, and if it's a contained place, then the place itself could be defined as a rishas yachid. Not that there's a chassar that the mechitzas are too far away from each other, but if the mechitzas are so far away from each other, then that's just an open sprawling area. An open sprawling area is not a rishas yachid. A rishas yachid is an area with a personality. This is a Beis HaKnesses, that's a house. It's an area that could have to itself a certain uptight, a certain definition. And a complete open area has no definition. So when it's so big, that's not the concept of what Rosh Hashanah is. And Midrabanan, they're matzich that, not just to have mechitzas, to see that there's a fleshikad here. There's a meat to this place. This place could be defined as a certain type of area as a Rosh Hashanah. And that's why you need it to be closer together. But it could be, if that's true, so if being makifel ledira, maybe it's not going to help me. Because even if I'm makifel ledira, if it's this huge area, so I grab that and plan on living in it. But mitzarat smusa, the makam can't, you don't see in the makam that the makam is a makam that could be defined. It's too big. And adirava, it could be that if there's this din that Rosh Hashanah has to be a, in order to be Rosh Hashanah, you have to be a makam with a definition, with a purpose, that it could be that it's pasha, that pachas mi beis hasayim is going to have hakif ledira. That the yisayit is that the rabbanon are matzrich, the Rosh Hashanah is not genug that it's mukav b'mechitzas, it has to be a makam that's dira, that has purpose, that has meaning, that has a mission, that's coming to give me something. And if that's true, pachas mi beis hasayim would have to be mukav ledira. Because in order to be Rosh Hashanah, you have to be a Rosh Hashanah. It's Reuven's house. It has a purpose here. And the soul of Yisim Beis Asayim is pshat, that it's so big that there's no chashivas to have a gevissa mitzias to it, a certain chashivas to it as a defined area. And even if you're makavel deer, it won't help. It's too late. You get busted over there. So kumta is like this. Chazal had an asmachta.
So why should less need? Pachim Beis Asayim needs.
Because Hagufa, if the issue of Yisim Beis Asayim is that it's no longer defined as Rosh Hashanah, that teaches to me that in order to be Rosh Hashanah, Chazal are machmer, that it has to have it has to be an area with definition. And if you put up walls and they're not mukav ledira, then it has the same issue as Yisim Beis Hasayim. I'll flesh that out right now. I'll try to. Basically, we have like this. Chazal told us they have an asmachta from the Mishkan that Yisim Beis Hasayim is no good. Why? So I could say two reasons why. Either I can tell you why it's because it's chasar on the mechitzas, or I can tell you why it's because when it's so big, it's a felt in the Rosh Hashanah kai. So if I'm going to tell you that the issue is in the mechitzas,
that's also a problem with mechitzas. You cannot create a Rosh Hashanah. It's a problem
with mechitzas. Maybe it's a problem with mechitzas, but the problem is that it can't be nitfas as Rosh Hashanah. So if the issue is chazal, we know one thing. One thing is that Yisim Beis Hasayim doesn't work. Why doesn't Yisim Beis Hasayim work? So if I tell you Yisim Beis Hasayim doesn't work, it's because the mechitzas are too far away from each other. So it comes together that if I put in dira, it pulls it back together. That's Shitas Rebbe Kiva. If the issue of why Yisim Beis Hasayim doesn't work is because now it can't be defined as a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's too open, it's like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that will teach me that Pachas Beis Hasayim needs to have Hukav Ladira. Because if you're telling me that the issue is that Chazal saw that there's a din, Yisim Beis Hasayim is so open that it doesn't have the personality of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, doesn't have that feel of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that's Mechadash to me that Pachas Beis Hasayim also doesn't have it, unless it's Hukav Ladira. So it's not two machleiksin. The machleik is if I have to have borgen and pachas, if I have to have a shemir pachas maybe it's a saim, and it doesn't hukav ledira doesn't work. Yisim maybe it's a saim. It's not a second machleikis. It's one machleikis. Why did Chazal say yisim maybe it's a saim doesn't work? If why they said yisim maybe it's a saim doesn't work is a chasar in the mechitzas, so then I don't need to have anything by pachas maybe it's a saim because there's no chasar in the mechitzas, and hukav ledira will pull the mechitzas back together. It will work by yisim maybe it's a saim. But if the issue is that Yisim Beis Hasayim is felt in its etzem shemir shus yachid, that teaches me that if it's mukav ledira, even Yisim Beis Hasayim doesn't work. And by pachas Beis Hasayim, shteita that it has to be shus yachid. How? Because it's mukav ledira. So it's not two machlekes, it's all machlekes. And the focus of the mission, like Rashi says, is Yisim Beis Hasayim. That Yisim Beis Hasayim, what's the halach of Yisim Beis Hasayim? So come to come back to Rabbi Kiva Eger, is that b'chlal, it's funny, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the whole Rashi Tosfos, you have to have mukav ledira. Why do you have to have mukav ledira by passive yirais? Well, Shaykhis, we're always going on the rice. Up is this, they have to be Mukav Adir, that Darbanan they need. So if you understand that the aside of Mukav Adir, the chasar of Yisim Beis Hasayim, is that the mechitzas are too far away from each other to connect. So a passive rice that's highlighted 15 times over. Passive rice is four passim, it's, let's say, the four little things at the corners, very far away from each other. If there's nothing pulling them together, then they have no yachas. You could even claim maybe it's deraisa, I don't know, make that up, whatever, but the mukav ledira, the chasana mukav ledira is very, 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 very strong. Yisim Beis Hasayim, the chasana Yisim Beis Hasayim is very strong by passive yirais, and it's a double parsha that you have to have mukav ledira in order to pull them back together. But if I hold the chasana of Yisim Beis Hasayim and the yisayit of mukav ledira is not a chasana in the mechitzas, it's a chasana in the chalais of Shisa Yachad. There's no reason in the world to dream that passive yirais should need the chumar of Yisim Beis Hasayim. Why should I need the chumar of Yisim Beis Hasayim? And no ukiya deraisa. So, come to Lafir Abiyasi Be'er Yehuda, there's no, Lafir Abiyuda Ben Baba, I'm sorry, Lafir Abiyuda Ben Baba, there's no reason B'chal to assume that he would be Matzach Hukav l'dira by pasiv yirois. Lefidra abanon, you have to have hukav l'dira by pasiv yirois, because their chesaron of hukav l'dira is pshat that it's too far away from each other. So pasiv yirois, you have to pull them back together again. But Reb Yehuda ben Baba is going to go to pashtus. Ukiyad ayraisi. You don't need hukav l'dira by pasiv yirois. And Mamila, because Vegas kashas are up. You don't. Why need bear? You can't tell them because you need hukav l'dira. Why should you need hukav l'dira? There's nothing wrong by pasiv yirois. You need hukav l'dira. So Almai, it's a new din of pasiv yirois of Mendechaz Ladam.